Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS. We are happy you have joined us on this beautiful Monday morning. And I want to say thank you for tuning in to the most under-reviewed podcast on iTunes. Now, wait. Let me introduce the most dynamic man in radio. He is way hotter than the 95-96 Bulls and demands Woo! More attention than the 2015-2016 Steph Curry. Ladies and gentlemen, my lovely Tiger Taylor.
Fully loaded Italian. How you doing, everybody?
So, Tiger, today I would like to talk to you about being comfortable and why is it so deadly? Why is being comfortable
so deadly?
It's deadly
to be really comfortable. I don't like the word complacent. I don't want complacency in my life. I have no room for it, Mr. Wade.
Now, I did see an old employee this weekend, and they said, well, I seen them at the store, and they emailed me, and they said, this is what they said, verbatim. They said, don't ever get comfortable. Keep on challenging yourself and others. Tiger, what is your thoughts on that?
I do agree with this person. I do agree that you should never, ever get complacent. My biggest fear in life is complacency. My biggest fear is being stagnant, standing still, almost to a fault. One of the big problems with me, Matt, is...
Wait. I'm trying to hear the Italian Tiger Taylor. Can we go back to that, please?
You like the Italian coming out, huh? You like the Italian style. Let me tell you something, Matt. Let me tell you something. Complacency, man. It's my biggest fear, buddy. I am terrified of being stagnant, almost to a fault. Even when I have something good, I always look for better. I'm constantly searching. I'm constantly looking. I'm constantly trying to spread. Can it be a bad thing? I was excited about today's show because I wanted to flip the script on you. We're talking about complacency. Is there a time to be complacent? Is there a time to slow down and smell the roses? I get a new job or a new opportunity, and I'm already looking for more. I'm constantly throwing my resume out. I'm constantly networking, trying to pull in more industries. Put your seatbelt on, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, we're trying to do a show over here. Put your seatbelt on.
I'm trying to because I'm going to put my seatbelt on because we're going to talk about some dangerous stuff today. And we want you to
buckle up, Matthew. Buckle up, Matthew. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Ooh. The honesty trick.
Can being complacent be a good thing? Because, like I said, I throw my resume out everywhere. I'm constantly networking, trying to find something newer, bigger, and better. Even whenever I'm winning, I'm not feeling like it. Even when I'm winning, I'm looking for more.
Oh, yeah, you should always be looking for it. I think the only time to be complacent is when you're dead. That's just me, though. If you're not growing, then you're not earning. If you're not reading, then you're not learning. I think that we should grow or try to grow daily. I think being complacent, you start getting stagnant. You don't grow. There's nothing that you can do. I mean, your blessing does not exist within the circle of your comfort, my friend. Now, you're going to need more than you're going to need it more. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sorry. That's the only thing I have is your blessing doesn't exist within your circle of comfort. If you get out of the circle of your comfort, then that's when you're going to grow. So start being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Well, I command you to grow.
Ooh. Ooh. Does anybody know what he's talking about for the non-listeners that are there and haven't rated us at all in our whole year of existence?
For those of you who will listen but not rate and review on iTunes, who is that? I command
you
to grow. I command you to grow. So, but yeah, that's one of my things, man, is it's a big fear of mine, actually. A big fear of mine is settling. Settling, getting comfortable. Whenever I get comfortable, to me, it's terrifying. The idea of saying, okay, well, this is as far as I made it, and this is as far as I want to go. It absolutely terrifies me.
Now, here, I would say in the past 4 or 5 months, I told my wife, I was like, you know what, I give myself 4 or 5 months, and I'm going to look for something else, because I have a government job, I get paid decently, enough to not quit, but enough to stay where I'm at, to live comfortably, and
but
I was
not
comfortable with that.
There forever.
Exactly. I was comfortable with that. You know, I was making a good amount, and I'm still here, but I'm looking for other things. I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to leave a legacy for my family. A legacy.
Yeah, that's very nice. I just want to follow my passion. One of my problems is I feel like I have too many passions because I want to do everything, my friend.
So do I. When I was a kid, I still had the same thing. I'm a big dreamer. Like, I've told Tiger many times what I wanted to do in life, and he's like, Matt, slow down. That's too many. And that's coming from Tiger Taylor.
Yeah.
Whenever I would watch my
my list is unbelievable. When you would watch what?
Whenever I was growing up, I watched Little Giants. I wanted to be a pro football player. I watched Mighty Ducks. I wanted to be a hockey player. I watched Big Green. I wanted to be a soccer player.
Soccer player.
I watched Red October. I wanted to be a astronaut.
Army
I was. Yeah, I did it all, man. I wanted to do it all. And I have. Like, if there's something I want to do, I'll do it. I was a pro wrestler for a month or two. I did it all. And I still want to do it all.
Now, you should be like Lewis Howes. You should put lifestyle coach, motivator, fashion expert, former pro wrestler.
It was great. It was great. I'm actually, Tiger
well,
and I have...
Hey, why did you get out of it?
I just gave up, man. I really did. I just gave up. There's so many things that
I thought
that's
why I was going under the bus.
No. There's some things
I thought you were
going to
say,
because
my best friend made fun of me.
No, I get that daily. I get that from my best friend. I get that from my wife. I get that from my parents. And they wonder why I have low self-esteem. But anyways, Tiger and I have a great opportunity to start a nonprofit organization, which we're going to do. I think this is the one thing that would really fulfill us the most in life. And I'm going to head this full steam. And I think it's going to be great.
Sure.
I think
absolutely.
It's going to be great.
Absolutely. But then again,
I told everyone,
we won't be complacent. You and I will end up doing more, because that one NPO will start and we won't feel like it's enough.
100%. Now, I've got 4 reasons why being comfortable is bad. Tiger, can we go over these? I feel like each
yeah,
show
I'd love to hear them.
That we do, we bring up a topic, we bring up a why, and we're going to talk about how to fix it. So let's talk
about
the
let's hear
one.
It today on this show. Don't sue me.
Yeah, don't sue us, Gabe. Hey, you know what? I want to get on a little rant before I start this. I have not listened to Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, or any motivational stuff for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Really?
2 weeks, yeah. I've been doing my own thing, researching, and I've still been motivated, but I just feel like they're not giving me enough knowledge like they used to.
Wow.
What do you think? You've seen Ty and Gary Vee's Snapchats. What do you think? And I lost you. Tiger, if you're still there, buddy, I hope you're still there, because I'm on the road and I can't bring you in. So we're going to talk about the 4 reasons why being comfortable is bad. Number 1 is you stop pushing. You may be in the same situation, being comfortable, laying on the couch, eating Cheetos, eating cheese puffs, Fritos, talking to the same people, reading the same books, watching the same shows. You might be watching True Blood, The Office, whatever. Doing the same thing every day. Now, these are the types of things preventing you from leaving your comfort zone and exploring new options, new ways of pursuing your goals. That's the one thing you need to do, is you're not pushing yourself. Now, we're going to go over how to get that. So, number 2 is stop thinking. many philosophers and entrepreneurs and billionaire tycoons and everything like that, they say we don't think enough. Now, thinking is one thing that really, really makes humans special, a special species. That's, animals really don't think. They're more instinct than the wind. We're the only thing that really thinks. Now, we can have a debate about this on and on and on. But we have the ability to solve problems, innovate, and create, plan, and entertain. Now, my biggest thing is one, I love to let my mind just flow. I journal it.
I'm back in the show!
Hey!
I don't know what happened, man. I was talking about Ty, and the next thing I know, it's the call failed. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, so I've already talked about the number one thing. It's not pushing yourself. You stop pushing yourself. You do the same thing every day. You eat out. You sit on the couch. You watch movies. You do this. You do that. And then you're like, oh, there's not enough time in the day. The President of the United States works out at least an hour a day. And he has to be the most busiest person I've ever seen. Okay,
well,
so
no,
number two
never
is
seen 5 days.
Your day just talking to me all day?
Yeah, so, literally calling you all day being like, are you able to chat?
Number two is we don't think enough. And I just said that us humans have a special kind of, we're a special species. We have the ability to solve problems, innovate, create, plan, and entertain. And let our minds wander, which is a huge thing. I journal, I meditate. Yet a lot of people tend to stop thinking once they become comfortable.
Well, no, well, it's also we get told what to think. We are such a okay species. Okay. Hey, this is the way this is. Okay, this is the way that is. Okay, this is the way this is going to be. Okay, we don't question things like we used to. We're so complacent in life, we just agree. Take the easiest route and agree.
So, number three is you lose motivation. Tiger, you can speak from experience. I can speak from experience. You make $250,000 a year. You have a job. You have a house. You have a family. You have a car. You have a girlfriend on the side, a wife. And you have food every day.
Told you I'm busier
so
than the president.
You're comfortable, right? So what's the, point of trying?
I am very, very uncomfortable. I am terrified that all that can go away, even the side piece, any minute. I am terrified to become complacent. I'm terrified to lose all of that stuff. I didn't grow up with that. I didn't have that as a child. So I know what the other side of the pillow feels like. If anything, it scares me and pushes me. It scares me and pushes me to want more.
Right. My uncle, well, he's not really my uncle, I just say this, but Zig Ziglar said people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. You got to do it daily. You got to stay motivated daily. Read your book daily.
Ooh.
Listen to motivational podcasts. Listen to YouTube. Listen to whatever. You have to do it daily. You have to be consistent.
You know, what did you once tell me 90% of success is?
Showing up, baby. Showing up.
Showing up, baby. Show up.
Showing up and doing the work. That's it. It's hard enough to get motivated, but it's harder staying motivated. It's a whole new ballgame. One of the hardest things to do, but it's also one of the virtues that pays the most in the long run, is showing up, being consistent. That's it. That's the hardest thing.
It is, because, listen, even this show, as fun as it is and how much we grow from doing it, how much we love it, we make excuses from time to time. I'm just tired, or I don't feel good, or I don't just really feel like talking, you know, or I'm not feeling it today. There's many reasons to not show up and perform. You have to remind yourself that if you don't show up, if you don't hone your craft, you will lose it. It just takes one day to get out of a habit. It takes like 30 days to form the habit. Don't lose something you've worked so hard for by falling away from it.
That's true, Tiger. Everything that you say is absolutely correct. if you believed in spirituality or the Bible, or even if you believe in Buddha and a lot of other things, they talk about if you don't use it, you lose it. The Bible talks about the three men that was given what, coins? I can't remember. I'm scatterbrained right now. But two men used it. One did. He said, well, I'm going to take yours and give it to somebody else. You have things that separate you from anyone else. You can write better than anyone else. You have, you can sing better than everybody else. There's the talent in you that you do way better than anyone else in the history, in the world. You just have to discover it and put it in the work. And you can be putting out.
Sure, then you have to practice it. You have to practice it. You know, you have to be there, be consistent, and own that craft.
But
it's awesome, man.
Perfect.
It's awesome. No, what does it make? What does practice make?
Practice makes progress. Progress makes perfection.
Boom shakalaka.
So, number four is you lose sight of your goals. Having goals, to me, is the most important thing. Like today, I wrote 101 goals that I want to achieve before I die. And I'm going to do everything I can to stay on top. And that's the big thing to success, having goals and timelines. It honestly might sound cliche, but you might hear it from everyone else, but it works. It truly works. Look at all the greats in the world. They had habits. Successful habits set them up. And they did it daily.
Sure, I do think that writing down your goals is important. And you don't have to write them down once a month, but you should for sure review them once a month. If you need to write down your goals that you want, so take time to do it right. Then review your goals once a month and ask yourself openly and honestly with love and say, am I moving towards this goal? Am I moving away from this goal? Have I moved at all? Because my brother from another mother, Mr. Matt Waits, tells me that if you ain't growing, you're dying. If you stood still that last month and you're not any closer to where you were, but you're not any further away, well, then you failed that month.
Yeah.
And that's a
and
good
right
way.
Now,
you got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, be honest with yourself. Ask a friend. Be like, hey, tell me truly what's going on, where I need to be. Ask people in your circle. Ask your wife,
sure.
Husband, girlfriend, whatever.
Now, what you're going to get out of this is you're going to get some of your friends to say, I'm not going to play this game with you. I don't want to do that because all it's going to do is hurt feelings. Well, then they're not your friend.
Right.
If they're not willing to hurt your feelings, you know what? If they have to say, I'm not playing this game because I don't want to hurt your feelings, you know you're doing a lot of crap wrong because they don't
right.
want to dump on you. But as a friend, they should be able to look at you and say, Matthew, this is what I think you can improve on. Now, don't ask your friend that you don't respect. Don't ask a friend that is in a worse position than you what you're doing wrong because they can't even figure out what they're doing wrong. They're not even figuring out that they need help. But number five, I think, Matt, because you just wrote down four things, didn't you?
Yeah, just number four. Go ahead and give us a five.
Okay. And number five should be an accountability partner. You need someone to be accountable to. You need someone that you're working on this with that asks you, Matt, what book have you read this week? What podcast are you listening to? Matt, what are you doing to grow? You need someone that's an accountability partner that's going to hold you accountable whenever you're slacking on growing. You need someone that you talk to, you report with every day. Maybe they're on the same journey with you. But you can find those people online. Find them with the Matt and Tiger BLS community. But find them with us. Tell us where you are. Tell us what your goals are. Tell us what you're working on. Tell us what you're achieving. We tell you podcast form. Write in.
Yeah.
Comment on this episode on iTunes and tell us where you're at. What
now,
are you working on?
I'm working on growing right now, and the quickest way I know how to grow is to play with myself. And now, hear me playing with myself is sitting down, spending time alone, going over my goals, reading, journaling, meditation. That's playing with myself. That's how I grow.
Ooh, you know what? your uncle,
I know
Zig Ziglar.
Crazy.
Your uncle Zig Ziglar told you to tell me to turn my car into a mobile university. Now, yes. I travel 8 hours a day. I am on the road. I am in my car sitting for 8 to 12 hours a day. Now, I have a lot of time to utilize the quote-unquote mobile university. I'm more fortunate than others in that aspect. But while you're working out in the gym, you don't need to be listening to Pantera. You don't need to be listening to Lil Wayne. You should be listening anything on an audiobook or a podcast, a new trait you're trying to learn, a new trait, a new trick, a new life hack, questions you don't have answered, you know, something you want to be better at. There's all kinds of books. There's all kinds of knowledge. Whenever you are working out, you should be listening to that. In your car, you should be listening to that. You know, there are so many times to absorb information. People just don't utilize it. But I definitely think having an accountability partner is a fantastic idea, too. Because they're someone that can just springboard. A lot of times, Matt and I, we have our own private Matt and Tiger BLS show. We'll call each other during the day and say, this is what I did this weekend. This is what I was interested in. This is what I tried.
And those are honestly the best shows that we ever do.
Yes, it's always the best one.
So we talked about the diseases of being comfortable. Let me give you the medicine on how to stay motivated, okay? So number one is hang around positive people. Hang around positive people. Get around like-minded people. Get around a group of friends. I know that there's some friends that you have that have been friends for a long time. They've been things. You know, that's up to you. That's up to you. You can discard them, keep them, whatever you want to do. That's number one. Number two is try one thing every day. Keep your life interesting. Try something new. If you don't like seafood, try seafood. If you are wanting to know what your purpose is in life, get out and try a new thing. You never know. I've been fired from many jobs. I've quit many jobs. Those just weren't for me. Number three, stay curious, open-minded about everything.
Don't be afraid of that either. Don't be afraid of that. Okay? Don't be afraid that you're going to get fired because if you fail, it's just a learning tool. You're learning that that wasn't right for you. If you quit, it doesn't mean that you failed. It means that, like Matt just said, it wasn't for me. You find out things about yourself. Well, you know, all these avenues that were dead ends, you just know not to go down them again. Be smart enough to not cross the same path more than once because the same man never crosses the same river twice.
That's right. Yeah, don't be afraid. Tiger said it. To pick the words right out of my mouth. Don't be afraid to get fired. Money never sleeps. So you can make money doing almost anything. Don't be afraid to get fired. Do you really want to spend your life at an 8 to 10 to 12 hour job doing what you hate? You owe yourself one. Stay curious.
Here's
and open-minded
the, here's
about
the problem,
everything.
You know.
Yeah,
people are paralyzed in life by fear. Go ahead.
Mm. No, I'm listening to you. This is your show. I'm just living in your world. Go ahead.
Well, that's the deal. Is I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut, and this is your world.
So what's up?
This is called the Matt and Tiger blog, books, life, and stuff. I'm just afraid that people don't grow, Matt, because of fear. I think fear is a big reason. But what's on the other side of fear, my friend?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
So give me
so
some more
stay
medicine.
Curious.
Give me some more antibiotics.
Stay curious and open-minded. If you already know one side of a subject, you literally know everything, go on the opposite side and learn. That's how you become a great debater. Honestly, and a great debater is you learn one side, then you learn the other.
Love that.
Side.
I love that. They say if you can't argue against your viewpoint, then you don't know your viewpoint well enough. If you can't argue your thought and opinion on something, then you don't have a good grasp on your thought and opinion on it.
Exactly.
Dang. You want to become a master, whatever you want to do. If you want to be able to master whatever it is you want to do, you better be able to argue why it sucks.
That is true. Now, number four is to find stuff online, motivational videos, blogs, podcasts, and a whole bunch of other stuff that'll motivate you and keep you motivated. if you want to lose weight, there's tons of stuff on YouTube, videos, success stories, that people have done it. They've made blogs and vlogs.
Diamond Dallas Page Yoga.
That will keep you motivated. So do those things.
Motivator.
Now, write down your goals. Seriously, write down your goals. Put them on
review
the
them once a month.
Yeah, once a month. If you want to lose weight and become healthy, put it in the bathroom, somewhere that you're going to see it every day. Ty Lopez talks about taking an accountability picture. Should you do that?
Would I do that?
Yeah, would you?
No.
Would you take an accountability picture?
Oh.
No. I started to.
I wouldn't
to,
put it on social media.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. No. No. Not yet. Not until I got to the point where I'm happy. Then I'll put it up there.
Right. Once I look like a stud, then I'd be like, accountability picture. Hi-yo.
Yeah, well, you say once you look like a stud, you were born that way. So, number five is don't focus. I know this sounds crazy, but don't focus on today. Focus like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, where you're going to be, 3 months from now. Because if you just focus on right now, hey, that's great and all, but see yourself 10 years from now, 3 months from now, 5 years from now, the future you of what it would be like. It's going to be so much easier later on in life if you do it now.
What if I write down super modest, super achievable goals?
Then that's great. Smart goals. Smart, accountable, measurable.
But don't you also say that if your goals don't scare the ever-living crap out of you, they're not big enough?
Yes, yes. Little goals, I think, every day. So you can feel that... accomplishment. I think those are great. But yeah, if your goals aren't big enough and they're not scaring the shit out of you, and sometimes I'm afraid to even ask somebody to look at my goals, then that means they're good enough. It means I'm on the right path. So that's just me. That's like today, Tiger and I have been talking about this thing that we want to do, and I was like, hey, can I get your advice? With someone I worked with, and they just looked at me like, great. I'm 31 years old and I want to do this. And they were like, well, you don't have anything, a background in this. You don't want to do that. You don't do this. I was like, okay, perfect. Thanks. You say I can't, but watch me do it. Now watch me
sure.
do.
Sure, watch me work.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Oh, I love it.
People say they don't believe in me. That just gives me more power to prove them wrong. And I love proving people wrong, especially my wife.
You've been doing that your whole life. Hey, Matt, you're not very fast.
Bam!
Matt,
well, I can
you
run
can't pick up basketball.
Court.
You? Yeah, Matt, you
go
can't
ahead,
learn
buddy.
To
I'm
play
listening.
Basketball at 22 years old. You can't learn to play basketball at 22.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can. And my
yep.
team will go undefeated.
Yep, and you know what? You learned to play basketball at 22 at NSU with us. And you moved to Haskell and won a three-point competition.
I did. I did.
I'm dead serious.
People were like, you can't box. You can't MMA fight. Okay, well, I'm going to have 2 weeks of training and watch me. Showed up.
Yep.
Went all three rounds.
Showed up. Yep. Well, you went all two rounds. Wanted to go your third, and the other, your opponent did not. Didn't want no
right,
part of that
true.
Third round.
No, he did not.
Technically,
whatever you are,
you took 2 weeks of training and stopped your opponent in the second round.
Sure did. And if you're listening, wherever you are, I'm ready any day you are.
Hi-yo, that's another challenge. Ooh, that's another challenge. He went out there and just pointed to the center of the floor and said, let's go.
Yeah. And I'm actually... I told Tiger, we've talked about this many times. I'm right now in mode. I'm cutting my calories. I'm exercising. I'm doing all this because my end goal is I want to run a little half marathon. That's my next goal. That's on my list.
Whew. That is on his list.
Because I can do 5Ks
all day. Your kiss is on my list.
I wish my kids Anyways, that's for a different show.
That's for our After Dark show.
Yeah. So, Tiger, is there any more knowledge you would like to drop on us tonight?
No, I think we laid it out there pretty good, man. I think we laid it out there. We gave them some reasons. You know, we let them know what the disease of complacency was. We let them know the medicine for it. And then we played touch butt in between.
Touch butt in the park. You know, that if you really want to be successful in life, that's what you should do. Play touch butt in the park, because we've seen it. It has happened. Can become successful off of that.
Sure, absolutely. Just play touch butt in the park with some dork with a ponytail.
Tiger, end this with a quote, my friend.
Let's see, what quote do I want to go with today? What's a good one? Let's see, I'm trying to find something that has to do with our show.
Well, if you don't have one, I got one right here.
I got one.
Okay, buddy.
Journey. Don't stop believing.
You heard it from the fully loaded Italian, ladies and gentlemen. No, I love it. Fully loaded Italian,
like
dropping knowledge on us.
Dropping knowledge.
Tell them what VOS stands for in your Italian voice, and we'll get out of here.
Okay, how you doing, everybody? I'm back. Fully loaded Italian here to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you that those dogs in the background better shut up. I'm going to put my boot on Matt Waithead if he lets that dog talk again. All right, here we go. Matt, books, life, and stuff. Matt and Tiger, BLS. What you need to do is believe. Because if you believe and you learn, you will succeed, my friend. Hi, yo. Everybody, we will be back tomorrow. We're going to have a great show for you guys. Just remember, keep believing, keep learning, keep succeeding.